In his great theological statement, The Letter to the Romans, which Diana just read for us, we heard Paul telling us that in our baptism we died with Christ, and so we will be united with Christ in a resurrection like his. But what, I wonder, is a resurrection like his? His actual resurrection is hidden from our view, a private moment known only to the Godhead. Jesus is dead. Jesus is laid in the tomb. Jesus' body is gone, and he is resurrected. And we don't know the process. We don't know what resurrection looks like. Now, some people think that our physical bodies will be resuscitated. Others imagine that when we die, our spirits soar free from our physical bodies as though they are finally liberated from an earthly prison. Because we tend to think of our spirit or soul as somehow something divorced from our bodies. But this was not an idea that either Jesus or Paul would have understood. For them, the spiritual was primary and expressed through the material, not something restless and impatient to be released. Now, from that perspective, especially if we think about God as being the being of the universe who gives life to all other beings with a little b, then Jesus' resurrection is primarily a spiritual event, because the physical world is always derived from the spiritual. So did the resurrection really happen? Is it a factual event? We have no proof, and we will never have incontrovertible evidence that Jesus resurrected, at least not in this life. It is possible that his body was whisked away in the night, and that it was not the factual but the mystical experience of his resurrection that animated and empowered the early church. In Luke's account, we are told that after they found the tomb empty, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them, told the news to the apostles. But guess what? They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. But Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. And in this evening's gospel, we heard how Jesus suddenly appeared to them, and they worshipped him. They took his feet and worshipped him. They didn't know what had happened until they began to have experiences of Jesus among them, experiences where Jesus came and left without using the doors. Perhaps the body in which Jesus rose was one that could only be perceived by their spiritual senses. And this makes sense if we think about the spiritual world being that which is real, and the material world being a temporary physical manifestation. Jesus not only came through the walls, but he came through the veil, which up until then had held the spiritual hidden from our eyes. Now, when we see things in this way, everything that we do and think is a manifestation of the spiritual. It is not as though our spiritual life is developing somehow in tandem with our physical life, but that the spiritual is taking form in and through us. Just as the daffodils push up through the soil and embody beauty, so the risen Christ pushes up through us to create beauty in the world. So we are, in a real way, the embodiment of the risen Christ, which is a pretty awesome thought. You, my friend, are an embodiment of the risen Christ. Now, some of you are nodding, but I know some of you are saying, really? I can almost hear it from here, really? You may be, but I am certainly not. Of course, we are still operating in this temporary physical world. Daffodils grow, they flower, and they die. The life force seems to ebb and flow. There are days and seasons in our lives when it almost seems that resurrection is pushing us forward, creativity is high, and we are in the flow. And then there are others when it feels like we are pushing through heavy mud. We can hone our ability to see and experience the risen Christ in our world, to know the resurrection in our daily lives, and we do this through spiritual practice. We do it by noticing the God moments, the moments when beauty happens, when a miracle occurs, however small, when the sun breaks through the marine layer. We do it by sharing and talking with others. I am so privileged to have this leadership role among you because I get to have conversations every week at the early service, in morning prayer, spiritual conversation, and Vespers on Tuesdays, as well as when I get to write sermons or articles and in informal times of sharing with you. I get to think about God and to hear how you experience God and how you understand the scriptures or don't understand them. These things enrich my life beyond measure and make it much easier for me to shift my perspective and see that it is the inner life which is real, and that our privilege and our responsibility is to manifest it in the everyday challenges of living and loving. And I wonder how you do that. How do you hone your spiritual perception? How do you notice the resurrection pulsing in your life? Because if Paul is right, and we died in Christ, and we are raised in a resurrection which is like Christ's, then resurrection is here and now. It is not something that happens one day when the trumpet sounds, or even when we arrive in paradise. Resurrection is not the afterlife. Resurrection is the living, risen Christ manifesting in me, manifesting in you, manifesting in us. For people of God, we are called to be the body of Christ, not just the body broken for the world, but the resurrection body, showing and sharing God's love in our attitudes, our core values, and yes, our actions. As Paul says, we get to consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.